Lead him right up into the slaughter, and then the goats, the sheep will fall down, have their head knocked off, or fall into the steaming vats of water that will burn them alive. And I'll tell you one thing, and I don't care if he sues me. Old Ike is nothing but a damnable Judas goat. I think of it, it crushes me that people are so ignorant. Shows just where we are. Had one of them in our midst yesterday, had to make cognizant to one of my ushers. They said, if you're going to say anything about Reverend Ike, I'm not going to stay here. Well, you're just not going to stay here then, because I'll say what I please. I hope you've got this picture embedded in your mind so you can help your relatives wherever they are and let them see the truth of the matter. Here we're having jobs, all of the various programs for the blacks been done away with. OEO programs cut down to nothing. Urban renewal gone. Even trying to cut in on HUD now. Done away with all the job training programs. Everything the black man worked so hard and the Mexicans and Indians worked so hard to get, now it's been cut up till there's hardly nothing left of it. Housing schemes that have been started, and they were federal projects given back to private, wealthy white interests. And then we come on each Sunday and see a picture of Ike with people wrapped around with furs and diamonds. They may be living in a rat hole where they're using a common toilet. And the people look at that and say, that's where the black man is. The white man who doesn't have it, he looks on that church because it's the fanciest church you'll see. All these white TV programs, you don't see as much fanciness as you see there. So they're putting him up. They're putting him up to make things look better than they are. So the white man will set off and look at it and hate. And believe me, he does. When he looks at all that, he thinks everybody there's got a Cadillac when they may not even have the money to get home on a bus. The white man hates it, and that's exactly what the system wants. So I say, he's a plant. You say, how do you know it? It came to me with a startling bolt of revelation. I felt to turn him on today when I was listening to the news account about how bad off the country is. And it's so bad that nobody could even be able to talk to make it clear. It's so bad no one can even describe how bad it is. Just had contact with someone in the high echelons of the military, one of the high officers of the military, said he expects the army to take over any time. Your Chronicle Times said this last week that they're looking for the military, the army, to back up Nixon at any time. And then Ike stand on there and say, oh, we are blessing green power. They'll use that rascal before they kill him. They'll use him to lead our people right into the concentration camps. That's why I hate it so. They'll use him to lead all of our sheep, to lead them right into the death trap. I hope you've got it in your heart. I hope it's gripping you so that you'll tell your friends. You'll tell your relatives what this means. Say, what can we do about it? A lot. Just wake up. It's a shame in 1973 that a man like him that can even survive in New York. He keeps saying, I'm not in Harlem. I'm not in Harlem. Sure well, he wouldn't be able to live in Harlem. He'd have to stay out of Harlem because he wouldn't stay alive in Harlem. You'll notice on his broadcast, he'll keep saying, our church is not in Harlem. Certainly it's not in Harlem. They'd burn the church down. Some of those bigots that have worked on us from the other side, some of the bigots that are on the side of wanting change but want to do it through violence, they'd burn him down quick. His day's going to come, though. I'm not worried about him because all of these folk, all these type of people reap what they sow. But what I'm concerned about, how many people is he going to lead astray in the meantime? How long has Reverend Ike been around? 25 years? Long time. All over this nation. They've backed him in TV programs all over this nation. He's been preaching from Boston, Massachusetts for at least 25 years. At least 25 years. Now he's all over the nation. And not one acre of ground has he provided for anybody. Not one room for an old person. Not one room for a college student. And this morning, you sitting here, you should be moved to help and to work and to take on projects because you have 109 students. You've got two of your sons in Mexico studying to be doctors to come back and give you free medicine. You've got four senior citizen homes, two convalescent centers, a community center, 40 acres of children's home. All these things that we're acquiring for the people because we're not taking up money for anniversaries or preachers' birthdays or any of that other foolishness. We're helping the people. We're putting the money back in the people's hands. Well, I preached my sermon. How many will give $1,000? How many will get $1,000? Because we own a rug look like termites to be eaten through because we wanted to keep some fish alive. We brought a big aquarium in to give life for little things. People get these little fish and then they throw them apart aside. So I keep it there. And it just all rotted out right around to the stone floor. But underneath it's stone, so what's the difference? I got a stone block building, no wood in it. But my wiring's bad and it gets hot up there. I mean, it gets hot up there in certain part of the year, but it's a beautiful time because in the summer at night, the wind comes in and you have that cool, cool evening. No matter how hot it is in the day, it's always cool evening. And more than that, you don't have that oppressive smog that you have here. I'm having to take deep breaths right now. And the smog is, they say nothing this weekend. I wonder why. They said it's zero smog. Said they didn't expect it this time of the year, but yesterday it was zero smog. But there's still enough elements in the air and in the dust and from the rugs here that your breathing is more difficult here than it is in Redwood Valley. Anybody that knows how to breathe, and you all do, ought to know that. What is it? You wake up breathing hard. Yes, you will. What was I saying? That's smog. I see. If you want to know the difference between me and Reverend Ike, you come up and take a look at my house. I gave all my clothes away last Wednesday. One of our sisters down there that sings, she's wearing my sweater a lot of the time. You'll see her. Sister Grace. I gave my clothes away because I didn't need anything but these blue shirts. I didn't need anything but two pairs of pants. That's what I've got now. Who needs them? I switch these. Sister Wilson takes them, cleans them. I use, what do I need with more than two? These pairs of pants, you know how long it's been? She hadn't seen these in a cleaning shop for several weeks. Sister Wilson, have you? You're going to take them today because they're so stiff that they could walk without me. I wear pants the same, these clip-on ties. What do I need with that stuff? Say, they want that. Oh, I don't want it when I see people in hunger. And I see some of my older people here. One little lady come up and just wanted, she wanted to kneel down in the apartment and kiss my feet. I said, don't you get up off of your feet. But that makes my heart sad when some of our people here have to live in rat holes. I wouldn't want any more clothes. What do I need than more than two pairs of pants? So I just give them all away. And everything I ever had was given to me. Heal the sick in South America. They gave me clothes from there. I gave it all away. Heal the sick in Hawaii. They gave me shirts. One woman that was blind gave me a shirt. Beautiful shirt. I gave it away. Don't have anything from Hawaii anymore. Because what do I want but the freedom of my people? I want my people free. So you come up for Thanksgiving, because we always have Thanksgiving holiday, and we'll have special provisions. And if we run out of chicken, I'll tell you, our turkey, like we did the last time, I just spoke the word and more turkey came. Because it was chicken. More chicken came just like that. Just like that. Say, how do you do those things? Well, I know one. There's a man still crazy in Mississippi because his chickens went flying by him. That's a beautiful story. I cannot tell it to too many because many wouldn't understand it. But it's a beautiful story, a great and true story about that man in Mississippi that was in the Ku Klux Klan. We were short of chicken last Thanksgiving, weren't we? We had so many hundreds, a couple of thousand packed in that place. And they run out of chicken, our precious people did. Said, we've got no more meat. I said, oh no. And they had the same thing at Christmas, and they had the same thing Thanksgiving. And at Christmas, I said, open the ovens, and they found roasts. I would rather you did not make me work that way. I wish you'd bring enough meat so I don't have to work that way. Because it takes a lot of energy to do it. There's not a person on earth can do that. At least I thought I'll kill two birds with one stone. I looked over Mississippi and I said, I need some chicken. And you heard it on the radio. Some of our folk heard it on the radio. Said somebody down there in a chicken farm, all of a sudden his chickens just disappeared. And there was only one chicken I spared, and you saw in that day, it was a rooster. And he looked at that old man that was the head of that clavern of the Ku Klux Klan, that old rooster said, honky. He's around trying to tell people in Mississippi that a rooster talked to him. So that one rooster, we spared him. He's still walking through the yard. You can see him. Big, beautiful rooster, red comb. We spared him because he had the good sense when he was flying out to say, honky. We've got the power. We have to develop the power. It's taken me all my life to develop the power that I have. It's taken us all of our life to get this thing together. You don't get it by just standing up and meditating or visualizing or going through some of that other. I won't say it tonight. I'm going to be good. You have to work your way into this salvation. You have to work with fear and trembling. You have to work hard to get what I've got and what you've got. It didn't... Oh, don't think I come into it easy to be able to cut cancers away or to cut those crippling conditions away. The woman that couldn't walk on Friday or the woman yesterday that was so crippled up that I healed. Don't think it came easy. I've been working on it for a half century in this body. It doesn't come easy. Freedom doesn't come easy. We've got to get out there and sweat for it. We don't need no Reverend Ike to be used by the honkies. Say, look at that. That's what they really got. They've got all that money. We don't need any liars. And I think I'm about running out of patience with that liar. If you get me kindled up enough here. I say, if you got me kindled up enough, because I cannot reach people where they don't want to be reached, but I can reach him. He's making me angry. But what makes me more angry is that if I would take him right now, there'd be another fool in his place. Because fools succeed, I'd have to take another one. And I'd have to take another one because our people, it's a problem. Our people are deceived by their own ignorance. The prophets lie, but the people would have it so. Say, yes, you could take Reverend Ike. Right this minute I could take him. You've seen me stop people in this room, a young white man that was in the hall, in the corridor, making light. He went down just like that. And he got up and begged me for forgiveness and ran up to the audience and asked us for forgiveness. If I've taken him out of here, I could sure reach over to New York and take the spirit out of him. But we've got to lift the minds of the people, or it wouldn't do any good. They'd have another liar right in his place next week. So I'd rather give my energy to you than to give it to fools. That's right. I'd rather give my energy to heal than to give it to fools. But already enough power is gone that you'll hear some negative conditions. I thought on him too long. You'll hear. If you're close to the palace church out there, you'll hear. Because I already thought on him too long. I did not think on him unto death, but I thought on him long enough that there'll be some problems for him in a matter of hours. I did not intend to do so. I'm sorry that I had to do so. But I had to preach to you about him because some of you are deceived by him. One yesterday was deceived by him, talking by it in such ignorant fashion. If you've got any kind of blessing at all, it's your duty to share it. Ike didn't give it to you. Ike wasn't the one that gave it to you, but I know somebody that can take it away from you. All right, the last moment of gifts, 1,000. These 13 buses out here, these Greyhound buses, you look at one of those with the price of 3 Cadillacs. Don't you know if I'd have wanted to be a robber and a thief, I could have had a Cadillac, but I don't own any car. Never bought a new car in my life. Now why? Why don't I? Because I want to see my people free. I cannot be happy driving a Cadillac when some of my people are walking. That's the difference. And I'll tell you one thing. Sister Morris, Brother Morris, they bought one before they knew me. A lot of you folk bought Cadillacs before you knew me. And I'll tell you, I wouldn't, that Cadillac, I had to meditate 50 times to get that thing to run last night. I never got so aggravated at Cadillacs and all the whole Cadillac products. If Father would have cursed, I was out in the middle of Hollywood on an emergency mission, that thing chuk-chu. I'd go 3 blocks and it'd stop chuk-chu. 50 times I meditated that old thing home, and it was boiling like old geyser. It was boiling and the smoke was just rolling. The smoke was rolling around and I couldn't see through the smoke. And that's a good Cadillac she's got out there. If that's a Cadillac, they can take them though. I mean, I wouldn't have got it home. It wouldn't start. Then out it'd go. No power. Man come along and says, I'd throw this thing in the ditch. Said, you're never going to get it started. I said, I'll get it started because I got someplace to go. And I went out and laid my hand on it and it went. Vroom, vroom, vroom. You don't believe it. Ask the folk that were with me. It was a mess, though. It stopped 50 times. She knows how bad it is. It didn't have any water pump when I got home, and I drove that thing. I drove that thing 100 miles without any water pump. How many of you are mechanics? You don't drive no car without no water pump, honey. I drove that car clear across this whole Los Angeles basin without a water pump. It gets so hot, it just be steaming. They're going to tear this motor up. I said, no, because it belongs to good people. It can't be tore up. One of the persons who was with me, he knew a little bit about cars. He said, if I didn't know you were God, he said, I sure wouldn't be in this car. He couldn't get it to going. It was just dead, and it was just so hot. It just felt like going to blow up. Just so hot. And I said, just let me behind that wheel. We were stalled right out in the middle of the road, and it was good. He said, why'd that have to happen to you? I want everybody in that car to see how mean people are. They won't help you. They won't do nothing. They run over you. That's why we're going to have to help each other. Come right down. Black people, white people, green people, none of them. I don't care what color they was. They just pass you up like you didn't exist. Right out there in the middle of the road, it was stalled. Couldn't move that thing. Great big old piece of junk. Couldn't move it. They're heavy. They're heavy as a tomb. They weigh like a mausoleum. Three people pushing. Couldn't push the thing. Couldn't shove it. It was stubborn. Wouldn't move forward or backward. Not even in neutral. Gears were all fouled up. Everything was wrong with that car. I mean, everything was wrong with that car. And it's a fancy looking Cadillac out there. Looks so good. Just like every night. Looks good on the outside. Messy inside. So why are you talking so much like this? I've got somebody else here today. I got a different kind of variety for every day, honey. Just keep on in here. Just hold on. Well, that car stopped 50 times. And after I saw how mean people was, wouldn't push, wouldn't even black brothers come by. They're black, white, I don't care. We're going to have to help ourselves. We're finished. All we need was two more black brothers said, I want to push in that damn car. I said, thank you, brother. I said, I won't need it. He said, well, you're going to need something. I said, take a wrecker to get that car out of there. Great, big old heavy fella. He wasn't going to push it. And needless to say, the white just look at you in disgust because we were an interracial car, and they just look at us. They'd come and they'd look and they'd see there's black and white in there, and they'd just go by. I was glad for it because after they all got finished and steaming and storming, said, we're here. We're not going to move. I said, I can't make it move. I just went out and laid my hands on it. I said, now I want you to go. You asked the brothers that had to fix it last night. They said, how'd you get that thing home? You got no water in the thing. Didn't have a drop of water in the thing. I brought her 55 mile, honey. Hey, hey! Couldn't get no water. You couldn't get no water. Filling stations closed. You couldn't get nothing. Try to get water. You can't get no water. Nobody gonna give you no water. They won't give you a drop of water. You go into a restaurant, say, give some water. Give you a cup. Said it. I'm telling you, you ought to have been with me last night. Couldn't get no water in this cotton picking down. I'd hate to see what it'd be like when the famine comes. When the depression comes, we needed water for that car and couldn't get water. Peace. Ask for water for radiator and some fool give us a glass. I was tempted. I thought, well, I know one thing. I can produce water, but I didn't think that kind of water would make it run very well. And I had a lot of doubting Thomases. Even folk that have been with me a long while, they get to doubting, you know. Said, that thing's not going to go, Father. That's not going to go. And I tell you all my life, I went out and I said, I'm tired of it. Now you go. And that thing went chugga chugga hook chugga 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 chugga. You know what happens when a water pump? I'm talking much about this miracle because it was a great miracle. You know, when a water pump, when it gets overheated, car won't start. It won't move. It won't do anything. It won't start. And that thing was so hot and I couldn't get it cooled down. You move three blocks and go chugga chugga. It stopped dead. 50 times, but I said, now this time I want you to get us home. And I said, I'm talking to you. I'm the one that... About slipped my secret remedy there. Anyway, I said, I want you to go home. I don't want no more trouble out of you. I want no more trouble out of these damnable Cadillacs till I get home. That thing chugged right into the parking lot and went chugga-wugga. So help me, the folk were here last night, they saw it. It didn't even stop purring until I got right in here, but then when it got here, it went chugga-wugga. I got my stops and I got my calls and I got myself home. There's always a way. But you can have your Cadillacs, honey. Where were you? How many will give 100? How many will give? You got it. You better wear the thing out. I got Sister Lee Ethel Young. Hers is, I mean, it's been running on my power for 1 year. She got a Cadillac. You never see nothing like it. It sounds like a thrasher and a lawnmower put together. She gets into the thing and says, come on, Jim. It sounds like worse than anything you ever heard. But she said, I'm going to wear this thing out and I'm going to leave it. And for 1 year, she's been taking people home all over through San Francisco and the Bay. She'll say, yeah, I'll take them home. And that thing, it's a miracle. If you didn't believe it.